KSDP, 8:30 a.m. in Sandpoint, K201DA, 88.1 FM in King Cove, KOLD, 91.9 FM in Cold Bay, KFPS, 88.1 FM in False Pass, and KKQA, 88.1 FM in Accutan, Alaska.
Sounds wild. Hi, I'm Riley Woodford for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.
A cow moose steps out of the shrubby willows near the Yukon River in western Alaska, followed by a small, high-stepping calf of the year. The calf was born here, but his mother was born upriver, and over the past few years, she's worked her way downriver into this excellent habitat. Moose are recent colonizers to this area. 100 years ago, moose were rare on the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. But today, this region surrounding Bethel has one of the highest moose densities and fastest growing moose populations in Alaska.
Live from NPR News, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The Trump administration's ending COVID vaccine recommendations for healthy pregnant women and children. More than 5 years since the onset of the pandemic, NPR's Rob Stein has more on the latest shift at the CDC.
The Department of Health and Human Services posted a video on X announcing the decision to remove healthy pregnant people and children from the list of those who should get routine vaccination against COVID. HHS Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. was flanked by National Institutes of Health Director Jay Bhattacharya and Food and Drug Administration Commissioner Martin McCary in announcing the decision.
I couldn't be more pleased to announce that as of today, the COVID vaccine for healthy children and healthy pregnant women has been removed from the CDC recommended immunization schedule.
The decision was made without the usual input from independent advisors. Rob Stein, NPR News.
The administration's attempting to cut off about $100 million worth of remaining federal contracts with Harvard University. Harvard President Alan Garber tells NPR's Morning Edition that the measures Trump has taken are perplexing.
Why cut off research funding? Sure, it hurts Harvard, but it hurts the country. Because after all, the research funding, it's not a gift. The research funding is given to universities and other research institutions to carry out work that the federal government designates as high priority work. It is work that they want done.
President Trump accuses Harvard of enabling anti-Semitic and anti-American activities. His grievances include Harvard's refusal to change its policies around screening international students, DEI, hirings, and admissions. Harvard and its allies argue that Trump's actions threaten the deeply rooted independence and constitutional rights of academic institutions across the U.S. Stocks rallied today after President Trump decided not to impose a steep tax on European imports for at least a month. NPR's Scott Horsley reports stocks regained much of the ground they lost last week.
Over the long weekend, Trump said he would wait until at least early July to impose a 50% tariff on goods from the European Union. That provides at least a little time for the two sides to negotiate a trade deal and possibly avoid a punishing tit-for-tat tariff battle. Trump took to social media saying the EU leaders have called to quickly set up meeting dates. For now, imports from Europe are being taxed at a 10% rate, which is still much higher than before Trump returned to the White House. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
The Dow's closed up 740 points or 1.7% to end the day at 42,343. This is NPR News. Tesla sales in Europe plunged in April, continuing a recent trend for the electric automaker, yet it's still the top electric vehicle brand in the United States. NPR's Camilla Domonoske reports the brand has been struggling in Europe, though, even though Tesla's EV rivals have been gaining ground.
Tesla's sales in the European Union were down more than 50% compared to a year ago. That's according to data from a trade group. Meanwhile, battery electric car sales overall grew by more than a third. According to the vehicle data company Jado, Volkswagen is now the top EV seller in Europe, and Tesla isn't even in the top 10. Tesla has previously blamed a rocky first quarter on the redesign of the Model Y, which disrupted sales. More recently, in an interview with Bloomberg last week, Tesla CEO Elon Musk acknowledged Europe was Tesla's weakest market, but denied any broader sales troubles. Camila Domonoske, NPR News.
A Sherpa from Nepal set an imposing record today, climbing Mount Everest for the 31st time. Here's NPR's Bill Chappell.
Kami Rita Sherpa first reached the peak of Mount Everest in 1994. He's now 55 years old and still leading teams of mountaineers to the top of the world's highest mountain. Kami Rita got to the top of Everest in the early morning hours, breaking his own record by standing at the peak for the 31st time. In some years, Kami Rita has completed two Everest climbs in a single season, but a new and different record was set last week when a younger Nepali Sherpa completed four climbs of Everest in just 15 days. Bill Chappell, NPR News.
This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Lilly Endowment, a private foundation supporting NPR's coverage of religion and spirituality, and Jarl and Pamela Mohn, focusing on civil liberties, foster youth, public radio, and the arts.
It's time now for your weather, tide predictions, and sunrise and sunset, starting with your coastal water forecast, courtesy of the National Weather Service of Anchorage, Alaska. From Sitkanap to Castle Cape, today north winds 20 knots, seas 5 feet. Tonight, northeast winds 20 knots, seas 6 feet. And Wednesday, northeast winds 20 knots in the morning, becoming variable 10, seas 5 feet. Castle Cape to Cape Tolstoy, today northwest winds 15 knots, seas 4 feet. Tonight, northwest winds 15 knots, seas 3 feet. And Wednesday, north winds 15 knots, seas 4 feet. Cape Tolstoy to Cape Sarashef, small craft advisory today. Today, northwest winds 25 knots, seas 3 feet. Tonight, northwest winds 20 knots, seas 3 feet. And Wednesday, northwest winds 20 knots, seas 3 feet. Port Hyde and Nelson Lagoon, today west winds 25 knots, seas 4 feet. Tonight, west winds 15 knots, seas 5 feet. And Wednesday, west winds 15 knots, seas 4 feet. Nelson Lagoon to Cape Sarashef, today, northwest winds 20 knots, seas 6 feet. Tonight, northwest winds 15 knots, seas 5 feet. And Wednesday, northwest winds 15 knots, seas 4 feet. Your detailed forecast for the Alaska Peninsula. Today, isolated showers before 1 p.m. Mostly sunny with highs near 51. Northwest winds around 10 miles an hour. Tonight, partly cloudy. Lows around 41. Northwest winds 10 miles an hour. And Wednesday, isolated showers, partly sunny with highs near 48. North winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Your tide predictions for the Popoff Island. There was a high tide at 2:16 a.m. at 8 feet, 7 inches. A low at 9:32 a.m., a minus tide of 2 feet, 9 inches. A high at 4:16 at 5 feet, 11 inches. And a low tonight at 9:04 at 2 feet, 8 inches. Your sun rose at 6:13 this morning and your sun will set at 11:05, bringing us up to 16 hours and 52 minutes of daylight hours. And that was your weather, tide predictions, and sunrise and sunset here on KSDP and KAEB. I'm Amy Mack. Thanks for listening and have a great day.
So uptight. What did you do? Who did you see? Were you with someone who reminded you of me?
Where were you last night?
You weren't around me. sure as hell want to hear. You weren't waiting where you said. Sent someone in your place instead. Where were you last night? It's getting to me, making me gloomy. Where were you last
they sent us home to watch the show coming on the little screen. A man named Ike was in the White House, big black limousine. There were many shows to follow, from Hooter to Dootyville. Though I saw them all, I can't recall which cartoon was real. The coonskin caps, Yankee bats, the hound dog man's big start, the A-bomb fears, Annette had ears, I lusted in my heart. A young man from Boston set sail the new frontier, and we watched the dream dead end in Dallas. They buried innocence that year. I know it's true, oh so true, 'cause I saw it on TV. Coming on the little screen. The grief had passed, the old men laughed, and all the girls screamed. 'Cause four guys from England took us all by the hand. It was time to laugh, time to sing, time to join the band. But all too soon, we hit the moon and covered up the sky. They built their bombs and aimed their guns, and still I don't know why. The dominoes tumbled and big business roared. Every night at six, they showed the pictures and counted up the score. I know it's true, oh so true, 'cause I saw it on TV. The old man rocks among his dreams, a prisoner of the fort. The light, he says, at the end of the tunnel was nothing but a burglar's toy. And them that was caught in a cover are all rich and free. But they chained my mind to an endless tomb when they took my only son from me. I know it's true, oh so true, 'cause I saw it on TV. I know it's true, oh so true, 'cause I saw it on TV.
Jealous of you, same old suits and suits. The Yunga Tribal Council is a proud sponsor of KSDP and Aleutian Peninsula Broadcasting. Thank you for your support.
You're listening to 830 AM KSDP in Sandpoint, Alaska, an Aleutian Peninsula Broadcasting Station, serving Southwest Alaska since 1983.
Thank you. He's my favorite. I've seen him, seen him. I see him every day. Seen him run outside looking for a place to hide from his father, the kid half naked.
Quarter to three. You bring me you can't.